Welcome to Prayer Starters, a podcast that helps you connect daily with a God who loves you like crazy. Each episode shares a scripture, a drop of encouragement, and a prayer starter to begin a conversation with God right where you are. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak. Then he went out and he stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" 1 Kings 19:11-13. I want to unpack this fascinating story just a little bit. Because in this story, we see a tender view of Jehovah God. And we also see the humanity of one who served God faithfully. If you read the whole story, Elijah had just experienced one of the most dramatic miracles in all of the Bible. And yet, where did God find him? Under a broom tree, despairing for his life. Because in spite of those giant, big, dramatic miracles, it hadn't changed the heart of people at all. God asked him to leave the shadows of the broom tree and to stand on the mountain to wait for God. And he's teaching this prophet. The earth shakes, the rocks are torn loose, the wind blows. But where is God found? He's found in the sound of a gentle whisper. And there he tenderly ministers to this prophet's needs with food, with water, but also as he steps into his despair to show this prophet that there's a place where we can walk in and find God. In the sound of a gentle whisper. Elijah wasn't called to make a nation come to him. That was only in God's territory. He was faithful and the big happened. But instead of hiding under a broom tree when the results were not what he thought they should be, God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Instead of laying under a broom tree, instead of coming to a place of such despair because he wanted these big things to have big results, Jehovah God was showing him that all he asked, that it's Elijah find him on a personal level, to meet him in the quiet, gentle whisper, where he could hear God's voice, where he could obey. For he was doing exactly and all that God had asked of him. And there he reached in and he touched the heart of a discouraged prophet with his healing touch. Friends, you may feel that you did big things and there were big dramatic miracles and you're discouraged because it doesn't seem like anything came out of that at all. And yet you were faithful. You did exactly what he asked you to do. It's in that quiet, gentle whisper where you find God, where he fills you up, where all he asks you to be is faithful. And there he reaches into our discouraged hearts with his healing touch. And we get back up and we go out again. Our eyes and our hearts, not on the big and dramatic, but on the quiet, gentle whisper. Today's prayer starter, God, thank you for showing up in big ways so that the world can see you. But may I never forget that there's intimacy where I find you. It's not showy. It's not dramatic, but it's impactful. Thank you for calling me out of the shadows of my discouragement to meet in the gentle whisper of relationship with you. Now, friends, talk to God about this. We are human, and there's times we may be discouraged because the big and the dramatic didn't produce what we hoped. There are times we do all we know to do in ministry, in our homes, in the community, wherever we feel God calling us, and it doesn't seem like it's making a difference like we thought we would. Like Elijah, God reminds us that he can use anything, big or dramatic, to reveal himself. But it's in the sound of the gentle whisper where we fill back up, where we find him. There's a sound of a gentle whisper calling you today to fill you, heal you, love you, and show you the next step. Settle into that place with your Heavenly Father right now.
First Starters is brought to you by the KLRC Podcast Network. I'm Suzanne Eller. Thanks for showing up. May you sense how much God loves you today and every day.